We also can compel each of the residents of a courtyard, can compel the other residents of the courtyard to build a gatehouse and a door to the courtyard. So the gatehouse was put at the entrance of the courtyard, and that was used by a guard to prevent people from coming into the courtyard. And the door was a door that they put at the courtyard's entrance, and they would lock that door at night. So it says the Mishnah, they could compel, all the residents of the courtyard could compel one another to contribute for the door and for the guardhouse, basically. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, lo kol chatzeres reyes lebeis shar. He says, no, not every courtyard needs a gatehouse. So only those courtyards adjacent to the public domain, he would hold, need a gatehouse and a lock, etc., because that's where people have access to. But and they would prevent passers-by from coming in. But if it wasn't close to the public thoroughfare, then, says Rabban Gamliel, it doesn't need a gatehouse and it doesn't need a door, and therefore the residents can't compel one another to contribute for that. Similar kind of topic, koifin ois livnois le'ir choyme ud la'sayim uvriach, that we have a principle that all of the residents of a city are obligated together to build walls, doors for the city and bolts, etc., to protect and defend the city. And says the first opinion in the Mishnah, everybody has to contribute. But much along the same lines, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, loch chol harayis reis lechoyma. Not every city needs a wall. So he would hold that that only cities near the border need a wall, but cities that are like in the, you know, in the middle of the land, they wouldn't need a wall because they're not, you know, they're not at risk of being attacked. So before we carry on, in both cases, the Rambam brings the halacha is according to the first opinion, meaning that any courtyard can compel all the residents to contribute for the guardhouse and the door, and all cities can compel people who live in the cities to contribute for the wall and the doors and the bolts, etc. How long must a person be living in a city to be considered as a resident of a city? Says the Mishnah, Shneim Asar Chodesh, 12 months. After a person has lived in a city for 12 months, then he is considered to be a resident of the city and must contribute towards all of the expenditure. Kanabes Ba'astera, but if he buys a resident, then Harehu Ka'ansha Ir Miyad, then he is immediately considered as a resident of the city, and now he's got to pay all of all towards all the city's expenditures right from that point in time.